Hello and welcome to another episode of the WCU Podcats podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Frazier, joined today with two of our Entourage tour guides. I'll allow them to introduce themselves. Go for it, Alex or Alex.
My name is Alex Hoffman. I am a senior student at Western studying management and marketing.
I'm Alex Sisney. I'm a junior at Western studying biology and secondary science education.
And we'll be joined later in the episode by Allie, one of our tele-recruiters. But the Alex combo are joining for our sports recap to start this week's episode because it's an exciting time here in Cullowhee with our Catamount Athletics, starting with our newly crowned regular season conference champion women's soccer team, having clinched the Southern Conference season title with a senior day win this past weekend. So great season, to say the least, for our women's soccer team, and we're excited as we head into the postseason play. Overall this season, they are 10-3-3, with one more game to go on Sunday, October 22nd at ETSU to kind of wrap up the season. Now, the million-dollar question, have either of you been to a soccer game this year?
Yes.
I have not, but I've walked past and I've also watched them.
Walking past does not count.
I wanted to mainly went near it to make sure I was correct about who is the announcer, which is Josh.
You were stalking your orientation boss, got
no,
it?
No, mm-hmm. Not stalking. I was just curious if it was him that day.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
The other Alex, on the other hand, has done a much better job. So which game did you go to?
I went to a few of them. I went to, I don't remember which ones, honestly. I think I went to the Mercer game. UNCA and UNCG, I believe. I might be wrong.
Weren't there for the championship clinching one?
No, unfortunately.
Although you're probably resting after tournament champions the day before.
Yeah.
But it's been a great season for our soccer team. You know, last season we struggled. We did great on defense, but we struggled on offense and we lost a lot of games, 0-1. But this season, we've definitely had the offense for games. The game against VMI this past weekend, we won 4-0. And then the game before that was a 3-0 win against the Citadel. The Southern Conference soccer's quarterfinals will be taking place here in Cullowhee on Friday, October 27th. And then we'll have the women's semifinals on Sunday, October 29th, here in Cullowhee as well. So great time to be in Cullowhee. I feel like there's something else going on that weekend.
The 27th and 8th?
Mm-hmm.
It's a football game.
Yeah, but it's more importantly, it's homecoming weekend.
Homecoming!
Yeah, so for all the alums that are back in the area, once you get done with the parade Friday night, then just head on to campus for the women's soccer game. It'd be a great time to pack that stadium for the start of the Southern Conference tournament for our women's soccer team, to say the least. Switching up a little bit, our women's volleyball team is starting to pick up the pace a little bit. We are 6-13 overall, 3-5 in conference with a one-game win streak, 3-3 at home, 1-6 away, and 2-4 on neutral site. But the last couple of games we had a loss against Samford at Samford, and then but then we picked up a win at Chattanooga. Picked up a loss, which is a home game against Wofford, but then a win against UNC Greensboro, which was a 3-0 win there. This weekend, we take on Furman on Friday at Furman and ETSU on Saturday. Then we're on the road to Mercer on the 26th. And then Saturday, October 28th, we'll be playing the Citadel, which again is homecoming. And that game is at 7 p.m. It's the Hike and Spike Halloween game, so make sure you come out for that as well. And then the next home game is on Friday, November 3rd. So still got about a little over a month to play for our volleyball team, so great chance to kind of wrap up the season. Their championship game and tournament is the November 17th through the 19th in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So make sure you come out. Several home games still. As always, catamountsports.com to see the latest for their schedule and updates for our women's volleyball team and our other athletic teams. And then I think the game everybody is looking forward to this Saturday here in Cullowhee, even though it's fall break right now for students, how excited are the students for this weekend's game?
Very.
I will say this is probably one of the biggest games that the Catamounts have had in football since our 1983 championship game. Especially, this is probably one of the biggest games that we've had in Cullowhee. That it's the ranked opponents at the top 10 matchups this weekend. The number 8 Catamounts are taking on the number 4 Furman Paladins on Saturday, October 21st for Heroes Day. Here in Cullowhee. So if you haven't done so yet, be sure to buy your tickets online at catamountsports.com. What are y'all's thoughts heading into the game? What do you think? How do you think we're going to do this weekend?
I think we're going to crush it.
I also think we're going to do pretty well.
This will be one of those, it's been a long time that the fans are here for the football game and not for the band.
Dang.
Yeah, as one of the Alexes, as the band member in the room, is like, well, you know, everybody should be here for the band, but not this weekend.
We're here to support.
This past weekend, the football team had a bye week, so had a little bit of a break to recover for some injuries for different players. The previous week, we had an exciting game against also ranked UT Chattanooga that came down to a 52-50 win in Chattanooga. Well, the week before that, we were in Charleston, South Carolina, where we took on the Citadel, and that was a 49-14 win. So we've had some great games leading into this one. We are tied with Furman at the top of the Southern Conference standings, both 3-0 in conference. So the winner of this weekend's game will sit atop the Southern Conference standings alone. But we also have a couple of big games coming up after this weekend. So as we mentioned, homecoming is on Saturday, October 28th. That is a 2:30 kickoff time for that game. And then, like I said, the volleyball game will be taking place afterwards. Then we're on the road against Wofford in Spartanburg, South Carolina on Saturday, November 4th for a 3 p.m. kickoff game. Then our last home game of the season is also the Blue Ridge Border Battle and Hall of Fame Day against ETSU. This is on Saturday, November 11th. This is a 1 p.m. kickoff. Final game of the season will be on the road at VMI on November 18th in Lexington, Virginia. Before we head into the NCAA playoffs, and if we can keep this winning streak going, we'll be having some playoff games for the first time in a long time with our Catamount Athletics. So we're excited for the opportunity for some playoff games in Cullowhee and in general for our athletic team. So exciting time to be a Catamount, especially as we saw a new Catamount at the entrance to campus this week. So it's fall break on campus, as I said, and there's a new Catamount in town as we moved the previous Catamount to the Ramsey Center, kind of facing the parking garage and the creek lot at the Ramsey Center. And we have a new Catamount structure here at the entrance to campus just in time for this weekend and, more importantly, for all of our alumni to see at homecoming next week. So a lot of exciting happenings here in the weed this time of year. Y'all enjoying fall break? Did y'all need the fall break?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, came at a good time.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a break, we're going to be right back after this commercial break with our student spotlights for the week, brought to you by our WC admissions office and, more importantly, our orientation office, because now is the time to start registering for orientation for the spring semester. So we'll be right back after this commercial break. Future Catamounts, now is the time to apply for be a part of the class of the fall 2024. Applications are now open at the Office of Admissions at admissions.wcu.edu or apply.wcu.edu. For students that are entering in the spring semester, make sure that you fill out all of your required documents and processes in time for orientation. Orientation will be taking place the Thursday and Friday before classes start in the spring semester. So make sure you register now for orientation to be a part of the spring 2024 class here at WCU. And welcome back to the WCU Podcast Podcast. As always, be sure to check us out online at podcasts.wcu.edu or on our Facebook page, WCU Podcasts. So we're joined this week by Alex, and also Allie is joining us for our student spotlight, so I'll allow her to introduce herself for this week's student spotlight.
Hi, I'm Allie. I've been on the podcast before, but I am a senior from Mooresville, North Carolina. I am a history major with a minor in political science, and this semester I'm interning at the Mountain Heritage Center here on campus.
Awesome. So what's it like at the Mountain Heritage Center? A lot of people don't realize we have a Mountain Heritage Center.
Yes, so our Mountain Heritage Center is like an academic museum. So sometimes we have traveling exhibits. So we had some of our previous exhibits were like Crossroads, and that was a traveling exhibit from the Smithsonian. And also this, actually today, is going to be a Century of Cherokee mask making that's going to open up Wednesday, October the 18th. So that's going to be our new exhibit, and that's going to be open until March 1st.
Awesome. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize, too, that the Mountain Heritage Center is real instrumental in putting on our Mountain Heritage Day event that always takes place the last Saturday of September. Did any of y'all go to Mountain Heritage Day?
Yes.
Yes.
I was out of town.
Band?
Band.
Yeah. Band never gets to enjoy some of those things. So what was y'all's favorite thing in Mountain Heritage Day?
There was so much, like, I don't know. I thought all the different vendors, that was really cool. All the booths. I went and got freeze dried candy. That was interesting.
Did you eat any of the food vendors at any of the food vendors?
I did not.
There we go. Being the most uninteresting student again.
At least I went this time.
But these baby steps, like, if we just take the giant step.
I had already eaten before, and so that's why I didn't end up eating.
Who eats before Mountain Heritage Day?
I have a meal plan for a reason.
Which ones did you go to, Allie?
At the time where I actually got to interact with the vendors, I actually was volunteering at Mountain Heritage Day at the children's tent from 8 in the morning till 3 p.m. So I didn't get to experience much, but I did get a Bloomin' Onion, and it was pretty good.
Well, I made up for you, so I went to two of the different lemonade stands. I also did the bowled peanuts. I did barbecue from two different stands. Yeah, so I went to at least half of the food vendors. That's where all of my money went on Mountain Heritage Day, was to the food vendors.
I did go to one of the lemonade stands, actually, so.
I will say the lemonade stands were popular. They had the longest lines throughout the day. Yeah. I was also kind of surprised to see a lobster roll food truck there, too, but they actually had a good line for the lobster rolls. The other Alex is like, lobster rolls? Like,
I would not have expected that.
Yeah, this was the first time I'd actually seen that food vendor there. I'm accustomed to some of the other ones, but that was the first for there. But as always, you know, be sure you check out Mountain Heritage Day next year. Like I said, it's always the last Saturday of September. So go ahead and mark your calendars now for Mountain Heritage Day. So, as we enjoy doing, we love our debate questions here for our student spotlights, and we have our fall version debate questions. And so we're gonna go through some of these and kind of get learn a little bit more about our students and the different debates. And we're gonna kick it off with a fall classic. Which would you rather do, the corn maze or the haunted house?
Corn maze.
I have never done a corn maze, so I think I would go haunted house.
I would definitely go corn maze. I'd get scared in a haunted house.
Yeah. I can't do the scary things.
Well, I've done both. I mean, I'm not a fan of either. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, let's go do this for the weekend. But if I have to pick, I will pick the corn maze over the haunted house.
Wow. I went to Scarewinds last weekend.
How was Scarewinds?
Oh, it was great. Lots of people jumping out at you.
Yeah, that's why I can't do Scarewinds, because my reflexes would kick in and I would punch somebody.
It wasn't that scary to me, honestly.
I'd still punch somebody.
It's not the weather, it's scary. It's the people jumping out at you.
Guess so, I'm just brave.
So, let's see here. Caramel apple or candy apple?
Honestly, what is the difference? I don't think I've ever noticed there was a difference.
Oh, there's such a big difference.
This happened on this podcast on fall break last year too.
I've never had a candy apple.
So the candy apple is coated in like a red sugar candy.
Oh.
And it's hard.
Oh.
Whereas the caramel apple is not hard at all. But it's like the coated in actual caramel. Mm. Yeah, there's a big difference. I am candy apple all the way. I do not like caramel.
I don't know that I've ever had a candy apple, but I love caramel. So caramel
I'm going to go caramel apple.
I'm getting flashbacks to last podcast because I wouldn't have either.
Golly, come on now. Come on now. So let's see here. This next one, hot chocolate or hot apple cider?
Okay, so I think I'm going to say hot apple cider. There's a drink at Starbucks now that's like the caramel apple spice. That's so good. Cider.
I'm a cider person, but you know they do sell apple cider at Starbucks.
So I know. Yeah. But they call it steamed apple juice.
That is true, they do. But it's good. I love apple cider. We make it at home.
Hot chocolate, 100%.
Now, the bigger question is, what's the best way to make hot chocolate? Like, from, like, once it's in the cup, like, how do you go about constructing it? Do you just do the marshmallows, whipped cream?
I like to keep it classic, just marshmallows.
Yeah, so I do, so I will actually mix a little bit of cinnamon in with the hot chocolate as it's mixing. Then you do marshmallows as, like, a base layer. Then you put whipped cream on top of it and sprinkle a little bit more cinnamon on top.
I love how intricate this is. I need to do that, though. The cinnamon sounds like it would be really good.
It does sound good.
The cinnamon just adds like a little bit of flavor to it that I like. And then the whipped cream kind of makes it a little bit creamier as it melts into it. Oh. Yeah, see, you got to look at the big picture as you're constructing it as it's working its way down. Let's see here. Next up, we have pecan pie or pumpkin pie or apple pie. I'll even throw in apple as a third option there.
Mm.
And dead silence.
I like apple pie, but out of the first two options, I would go with a pecan pie.
Other Alex? Allie?
I don't like any pie.
and why not?
I don't know. I just don't like the texture. I don't think. I don't know.
That's
I just really don't
valid.
Like it. But I like the way they all smell. So maybe pumpkin just for the fall time.
Probably pecan out of those choices.
I will say, if you really want to get like the best pie experience, get a pie from Barber's Orchard between Silva and Waynesville. Their pies are amazing. They have like a sugar coating on top of them that is just like to die for. And Allie's like, no, that's too unhealthy for me. Let's see here. Which is scarier, a clown or a zombie?
Clown.
There was no hesitation on that. Like, he was like, boom, clown.
I can't even explain. It's just awful. My entire life can't do clowns.
Are they both trying to kill me, or is the clown just vibing?
I mean, I think for Alex, it could be any of them. Any of the above.
If the clown is just chilling, then the zombie is going to be scarier, because I'm not scared of clowns.
Like, killer clowns are like the scariest idea ever, because they're like
they're back to 2016.
Yeah, see, I grew up watching Bozo the Clown on TV. So like, it was like a kids game show that was on, and so I grew up watching that on TV.
I had a nightmare when I was like 3 years old that started being a recurring nightmare about clowns, and so entire life can't handle it.
I would have to go with the zombie one, because like appearance wise I just think they look kind of gross, and two, like Alex was saying, they're like actively trying to kill me, and three, I can't imagine they smell good. Like, I just feel like...
Rotting flesh.
Yeah. Just kinda, like,
two of these
good.
Three do not sound like it's anything to do with how scary it is. It's just whether you'd want to be around it.
I could be around a clown, which if I'm scared of it, why would I want to be around it? So I guess sometimes smells can be a little scary.
That's fair enough.
Let's see here. Next up, soup or chili?
Soup.
What kind of soup?
I like chicken noodle soup. That's really basic, but it's a go-to.
That's my go-to whenever I'm sick, is chicken noodle soup.
I learned how to make a new kind of soup. I do not remember what it was called because it was a very odd name, but it was very good. So that kind of soup, 10 out of 10, but I can't tell you what it's called.
Also like chicken tortellini soup and loaded potato soup.
I think I'm going to have to go with soup as well. Chicken noodle or chicken rice soup.
And now the last Alex.
I'm very opinionated with food. And
which is funny considering you haven't tried a lot of it.
We're not going into that right now. We don't need to talk about that. Okay, so there's one chili that makes it chili for me, and it's like I think it's white chicken chili or something like that, and my stepmom makes it, and it's like actually really good, and so that's what pushes it over the edge. If it wasn't for that, I'd say soup, because chicken noodle soup is just a good classic.
So have y'all ever had a Skyline chili from Cincinnati, or ever heard of Skyline chili?
I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
Chili on top of spaghetti? The look from Alex here is like, huh, what, huh?
I feel like it would be interesting. Like, I'd be willing to try it.
I would give it a try, but it's just not going to, I'm not going to go out of my way for it.
Yeah. If it is presented to me, maybe.
So, keeping it in the fall here, since it is like Thanksgiving mealtime, the Thanksgiving turkey or baked ham?
Turkey.
Turkey, 100%.
Mm-hmm. My family does ham for most holidays, so I'm team ham.
don't feel bad. I'm not, like, when it comes to Thanksgiving, my family barbecues a pig, so we don't even do.
I do like turkey a lot. We actually started doing both.
Now, but a deep fried turkey, that's hard to beat. A good deep fried turkey. Because those are, I feel like those are just so much juicier than a regular baked turkey. Because I like having like the juices in it and everything and the seasoning in it.
Smoked turkey.
Well, smoked turkey is really good
too.
That's
what we
do. Mm-hmm.
Having it not be dry is very good. Sometimes it can be dry. It's not as good.
Although good baked ham is hard to beat too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. Which is better, Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday. I don't want to deal with those crowds on Black Friday, and I don't want to go out of my way. It's not even Black Friday anymore. It starts on Thanksgiving, so I'm not going
to. They've done better the last few years of moving it to Friday.
Okay.
I don't do that kind of thing, but as someone who worked in customer service, neither. Stay away. Don't come to the stores.
I would have to say Cyber Monday, because I had a really bad Black Friday experience in high school where I went with my cousin. It was my first like adult outing by just me and my cousin, and we went to one of the malls. I'm not going to say the name. And we got there at 3 a.m. when they said that everything was going to be starting, and nothing officially went on sale until 10 a.m.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that one. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Trick or treat?
Treat.
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 I'm going trick all day long.
Could have predicted
we
that.
We all know that, Patrick.
Yeah, all day long is going to be the trick there. You know, shout out to our former colleague, Jalen Montgomery, and, you know, visited her recently at Gardner Webb and, you know, left her some cricket noises as a we miss you from the office, to say the least. Let's see here. Since Halloween is coming up, the best Halloween costume you had growing up as a kid?
Okay, you gotta picture this. When I lived in Texas. Okay, you have to go all out. We took a plastic bag and shoved it full of balloons and put me inside of it. And I was a bag of Skittles for Halloween.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was the best one.
I had no idea where that was going the entire time.
We also made a functional gumball machine 1 year, and I was a gumball machine for Halloween. And that was one of the other Texas years. And it was great.
That's next level, actually.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, in like fourth grade, maybe third grade, my grandmother made me like a suit for my costume, and my dad made a paper mache head, and it was Tails the Fox from Sonic. So that was pretty cool. It was like really homemade done, and then after the third grade or fourth grade, whichever year it was made, it hurt my head to put on the paper mache head, so...
Growing up, I think that the best costume I had was probably a Care Bear. And I'm going to say that because I was a Care Bear for like 5 years in a row. And I just kept wearing it, one, because I liked them so much, and two, because I never grew, so then I never needed to buy a new costume.
Just reused year after year there.
Yeah.
I think mine was, I was a Ghostbuster 1 year. Had like the full suit, the vest, like the backpack and everything for the Ghostbusters. But I wasn't much of a Halloween kid. Like where I grew up, there weren't a lot of houses to go to. So Halloween was just like, it's just in the way of Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
Just in the way there.
I still feel that way.
You know, if it's up to me, I'd go ahead and start decorating for Christmas already. So a couple of other questions here, not necessarily fall related, part of our debate questions. One especially is in honor of the 100 years of Disney. Favorite Disney movie?
Tangled.
Okay. So does it include Pixar for this?
We'll include Pixar, but we will not include Marvel or Star Wars.
Okay, that's fair.
Tangled's a good one.
Tangled is my favorite.
Since Pixar is allowed, either Inside Out or Onward.
I really like Inside Out. I think my favorite part of Inside Out though was the end of it where they went into the heads of other people and especially the heads of the cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. I think that was my favorite part of Inside Out.
I like Princess and the Frog.
Oh, that's a good one too. Mine is Robin Hood. Going way back with mine, Not necessarily Disney movie, yes, but favorite Disney character.
That's a harder one.
And I have mine narrowed down to three because I can't really separate the three because they're best together. Donald Duck, Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale is a good one.
I thought you were going to say Donald Duck, Goofy, and Mickey Mouse.
No, Chip and Dale and Donald Duck, because when you put the three of them together in like the Christmas movies and shorts and things like, it's just hilarious.
I don't know. I really like Belle a lot.
Belle's my favorite princess.
Yeah, I'm going the Disney princess route, honestly. Yeah.
I think Remy from Ratatouille.
Oh, that's a good one.
Fitting.
What does that even mean?
I guess since Princess and the Frog is my favorite like Disney movie, I would go with Ray, the little lightning bug from Princess and the Frog, because he just had so much character.
Yeah, that was a good character in there. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, from working new student orientation this summer, I actually did karaoke twice. So that was interesting.
And where's the videos?
I have them. Oh. Is this something that you need, Patrick?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of Entourage needs to see them.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Next meeting.
I'm trying to think, what even were the songs? Oh, we Rickrolled everyone one night. That was with, I think Brian Boyer was with us for that one. I don't even remember what the other one. Oh, it was Peaches from the Mario movie. Both really good ones for karaoke. Goodness.
I think the last time I did karaoke was when I was like 8 at summer camp, and we did Rolling in the Deep by Adele. So I don't know. I guess that I don't sing in front of people very often.
In high school, we would sing Don't Stop Believin' a lot. So, and I feel like that's a classic karaoke song anyway, so I guess I'd have to go with that.
Speaking of, like, my one criticism of our game day productions for athletics is they've really got to work better on getting the music so that, like, for Don't Stop Believing, they started at the beginning, and you never get to the good part before they have to stop it. And then when they started again, it's at the beginning. I'm like, can we go ahead and skip the beginning and go straight to the good part, please? Like, can we just skip and get to the good parts of these songs for our game day productions? Just make it, you know, a little bit more lively in the stands. I've always had that complaint for game days. So next couple of questions, kind of moving it back towards student life and being a student here on campus. If you could study abroad, where would you study and why?
Follow-up question. If the place I choose speaks another language, do I automatically know that language?
For the sake of it, we'll say yes.
Okay. I still need to think about it.
It sounded like you had an answer ready if that was the case.
So the two places I wish I had studied abroad, one is Ireland, and then the other one is Australia. I wish I had studied abroad in either of those locations.
Australia was one of the ones I was thinking about doing.
And for Australia, it's partly because then I'd be a lot closer to New Zealand, and I could have gone to see all the Lord of the Rings filming locations.
I think Norway would be a good one.
I would like to say Japan. I feel like that was really cool, but I could have gone over the summer, so I feel like I kind of missed that opportunity. But is it really a missed opportunity whenever I was here at the admissions office the whole summer? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I still would have picked Japan. I mean, as awesome as we are in the admissions office, I think I would have picked Japan.
I mean, didn't you go to Disney this summer? In California?
Yeah, I went to Disneyland in April. I was close. I was there for a conference in Denver, Colorado. And it was, you know, just a short plane hop away. So I literally left Denver on midday, got to L.A., did a little sightseeing, went to Disney for the day, and then hopped on a plane that night.
I think I'd want to go to Denmark. I don't know why. I just think I would.
That'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
I'd really love to go to Paris next year when they're hosting the Olympics. Yeah. But I'm sure, you know, me and everyone else in the world would like to go to Paris for the Olympics as well. So I know that's not happening. One of the icons on campus, aside from the before-mentioned Brian Boyer, is our lovable mascot, Paul. So what is your favorite memory with Paul's as you've been a student here on campus?
My favorite memory with Paws is for April 1st, how he dressed up as a boomer, and everybody freaked out thinking that we changed our mascot. That was really funny.
Yeah, when we became the boomers for the day.
That was really funny.
Alex or Alex?
This past basketball season, made a point to get a picture with Paws every single game. Like, I'd go out of my way to be like, Paws, come on, come up here. So I'm trying to think of a specific thing. Oh, there was for advising day for the College of Business. We did Schedule Palooza, and I think that's going to be continuing too this year. But for some reason, on my way past the business building, Paws was just kind of outside the front of the Forsyth, and just started waving at me, trying to get me to come over. And I was like across the street by Noble. And so I walked all the way over there just to get a picture with Paws.
I honestly don't see Paws that often, but I'm in the band, and the band sees Paws a lot. When we did the Cat House Band last year, Paws would stand next to us and either conduct or jump around like crazy, and it was very entertaining, so probably those.
Paul's used to getting a lot of trouble with the band because Paul's would take Matt Henley's hat on the regular. And Paul's was banned from the band sideline for a couple games because he kept taking Matt Henley's hat.
That's amazing, actually.
And it's been several years ago, there was one game where Paul's was actually in a full band uniform. Head to toe, and marched in for the pregame from the what would have been Walker and Scott to the stadium, led the band in full uniform.
That's amazing.
For one of the games. Final question here: what has been your favorite memory so far as a student at WCU, and something that you would share with future Catamounts as a reason why they should pick WCU over other schools that they may be looking at? And don't everybody jump in at once.
Favorite memory at WCU? That's such a big question.
You're probably going to pick orientation.
I'm actually not going to pick orientation, even though it's fun. Josh will kill me if he hears that part. But
I'll go first, I guess.
Go for it.
A lot of times me and my friends and people I care about will go up to the parkway and watch the sunset and take pictures, and those are always just really fun times. It's not like academic related or anything, but it's just a lot of fun. So I'd say, like, go do those things. Like, I had never been to the parkway before I came here, and going up there for the first time was so great. And we took pictures, had a little picnic, all the fun things. So I'd say, like, that's like the classic cheesy, like, everyone does that. But even if it is classic and cheesy, it's fun.
Yeah, but at the same time, how many universities around the country do you have where you can just go up on a parkway and see a sunset?
It's like a 15-minute drive. Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. Alex, Allie?
I would have to say, and I just did this past summer for the first time, but I went to the campus movie theater and we saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3, I think. Yeah, the newest one. And it was really nice and it was completely free. I don't know why I knew it was free. I just never went. And you got a drink, you got the popcorn, and then I cried my eyes out whenever I watched Guardians of the Galaxy. So it was still a good experience, though.
That was my fifth time when Entourage went and watched Guardians. It was the fifth time I saw it. I wish I hadn't let the other Alex go first, because the parkway is such a good answer. I'm from the area anyways. I'm from like 30, 40 minutes away in Canton. I don't know if I have a specific memory that stands out, but in general, just like being able to appreciate the difference in our school compared to so many schools, because like I went on a bunch of tours right before COVID, and then I realized that all the other schools that are not in the mountains have very different environments, and having the mountain school with the like pretty views even from like inside of campus, you don't even have to leave and you can be like at the football game and see the mountains. Or just literally anywhere. I think just being able to see that.
Cool. Yeah, I think I have a lot of fond memories as being a student, and I've shared a lot for our listeners that are regular listeners about my time in the residence halls on campus. Residence halls was by far my favorite memories on campus, with lifelong friends being made. Like one of the things that we did was there was one night we turned Walker into a golf course. And it was 9 holes up, 9 holes down, playing putt-putt in the hallways of Walker. And so, like, one half was, like, hole 1, the other half was hole 2. And then you worked your way up and down in the residence hall there. Just fun random things that you just can't do not in a college environment.
Because of that, I just remembered a specific memory.
Oh, no.
Right before I had it. This isn't about orientation, but I'm about to mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Right before we had a conference back in March over spring break, me and another one of our former tour guides, Rachel, went and played tennis at like 4 in the morning because the tennis courts are open. And we needed to stay up because our bus was leaving at like 5:30 or 6. And there's no way I would have actually woken up for that had I gone to sleep. So we stayed up the entire night with one of our current tour guides, Aiden, and then me and Rachel went and played tennis at 4 a.m. on the tennis courts.
Yeah, you know, you're not doing that in the normal non-college life, that's for certain. Yeah. So I want to thank Alex, and Allie for being a part of this week's podcast. As always, be sure to check us out online, podcasts.wcu.edu, or on Facebook, WCU Podcasts. As always, on behalf of the Office of Admissions, I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and go Cats!